You're listening to SBS News.
In Russia, charities have started vaccinating the homeless community in St. Petersburg. Those unable to receive their COVID-19 jabs at official centres who do not have the right documents now have the chance to get inoculated. Anatoly is among the dozens of homeless people staying in shelters or sleeping on the streets. He got his first jab of the one-component Sputnik V light vaccine.
It's for your own sake, not for someone else. I was all right after vaccination. I felt nothing after the first shot. After the second one, I had little pain in the arm, and then nothing.
Alexander also got his first jab and recommends it.
I think everyone needs to get vaccinated as the pandemic goes on. I think it will help to prevent from infecting other people.
The Nochletska charity, together with another charity called Charitable Hospital, managed to secure doses of the Sputnik V and Sputnik V light shots. St. Petersburg has more than 100 vaccination centres, but they're only available for Russian citizens with national IDs and a certificate of compulsory health insurance. The charities say around 60,000 homeless people live in the city, many of them without those necessary documents. Over in the United States, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is recovering from a breakthrough infection of the coronavirus. Mr. Graham was vaccinated in December, but still tested positive for the coronavirus. He says he's urged former President Donald Trump to press his supporters to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
I've urged him to speak up. He talks about it a lot. I've urged him to be aggressive and say, take the vaccine. The vaccine is the antidote to the virus wreaking havoc on our hospitals. You know, after having been sick the last couple of days, you appreciate doctors and nurses more, right?
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is taking the first steps to making COVID-19 shots for nearly all international visitors a requirement. That's according to a White House official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to preview the policy under development. But for the time being, White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients says no timeline has been determined and the existing travel restrictions will be maintained.
As you alluded to, agency working groups that are developing plans for when we do open travel, how do we do it in a consistent and safe way? And part of that planning is a phased approach that foreign nationals traveling to the United States may, there's still policy work being done here, may need to have some type of a vaccine requirement. But that's not a decision at this point. That's one of the paths that's being looked at.
Over in Tokyo, about 5,042 new daily coronavirus cases have been reported, hitting a record since the pandemic began. Tokyo has been under a state of emergency since mid-July, and four other areas have since been added. Tokyo resident Rutaro Nagasaka says the rise in COVID cases is worrisome, and he wonders what that means for the economy.
I do think that there's no sense of crisis among the younger people, but more needs to be done instead of just asking people not to go out. The government needs to cooperate with some sort of measures so that people can stay at home or give subsidies to support the economy, to shop on the internet and such. If they did such things, I think it would make a difference.
There are some measures in place with shorter opening hours and bans on alcohol for restaurants and bars, but they're being largely ignored by the public who have become tired of restrictions. Tokyo resident Sayaka Ayeda says the government could have done more to prevent the spread of infection by taking stricter COVID measures.
They had a year to take care of it, you know, especially with people around the world coming in to the country. And they honestly have not taken any action. You know, they look like they're taking action, but they're really not. So, yeah, I'm worried, I guess, angry more, maybe. They could have done something and we didn't. So this is what we get for not doing anything.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.